Hey, this is WTOB's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your role with the show.
My name is Alex Stone, and I am playing Sasha in Fiddler on the Roof.
Great. And of course, the Fiddler on the Roof, so iconic. It's coming to the new Capital One Hall in Tysons, Virginia, and it'll be there. It's one weekend only, Friday, March 11th through Sunday, March 13th. So you better get your tickets now. Remind us give us the basic premise. If someone's been living under a rock, you know, what's the basic storyline of Fiddler here?
Well, the classic epic glorious musical that is Fiddler on the Roof is about a milkman named Tevye living out in Onatevka in 19, just trying to get through his life in a old Jewish shtetl with his five daughters, and it's about the traditions that they keep in their families and in their culture that they have that is coming in contact and in clash with the new world and also the new sensibilities of his daughters as they are finding their own loves in life and growing into their own people while also challenging the traditions that they've lived with for years.
And when we originally arranged this interview, I had no idea it would be so timely, a tale set in Russia and people challenging the traditions. I mean, after the whole Ukraine business, I mean, talk about how sometimes when you're staging a show, you don't even know that it's going to be dealing with a country that's in the news. But here we are. Suddenly things are through a new prism now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's quite bizarre how suddenly it's become a relatively, you know, it's a very relevant topic nowadays. I mean, Onatevka is in fact was set in Ukraine. We mentioned many places like Kiev and Odessa, and it's also quite jarring for my character as an actor playing this role of a character who is in fact a Russian coming into this village and kind of, you know, claiming a territory that is not his. It is kind of icky the way it feels, but you know, that we go and we do the job, and it certainly opened my eyes a little bit more and become a little bit more aware to the atrocities that are going on nowadays.
Yeah, go a little more into who you play, what his character, you know, what his deal is in this show.
So I play a character named Sasha. There is one of the more important characters. His name is Fiedka. He gets married off to the third daughter. And this is a very stark contrast, and this is very, very bad for Tevye, and it's quite a conflict he has to go through because he has to, he's dealing with his first daughter going off with someone who makes no money, and that's hard for him because he wants his daughter to have a good life, and it's hard for him to do that, but she loves him. His second daughter goes off with someone who doesn't, not only has no money, but has no job, and he's a radical. He's going against the grain when it comes to everything government-wise. And this is not good because that's an unstable life, one that deals with lots of conflict and eventually ends up getting him arrested. And he doesn't want her going off with this man, but she loves him. And so he lets her. Now, his third daughter, Hava, she wants to get married to this man, Fiedka, who in all intents and purposes is a perfect choice to be a suitor. He has lots of money. He's well-educated. He's smart. He's good looking, but he also is well spoken. He's in all intents and purposes, he's a perfect match for Hava. However, he is not Jewish, and that is too far beyond the line. And that, you know, it creates far too much conflict for him, and he cannot allow that to happen. And so my character is kind of like while he is Fiedka's like friend, he is sort of a polar opposite to him, where Fiedka is an incredibly sweet, nice guy who doesn't want there to be any deterioration or conflict between any of the races. Sasha, he does not view anybody who is not like him, who's not Russian, in any kind of good light. There's really very little redeeming about this guy. He's kind of a jerk. But he comes in and during the song To Life, L'chaim, in the bar, he shows up and he does stake his place and claim his claim sort of a bit of a territory when everyone, all the Jews, are celebrating and having a wonderful evening of Tevye arranging his daughter to be married off to Laser Wolf, the butcher of the town. And they're having a grand old time. Sasha comes in and he sings a very high note on a table, and the Russians start dancing and claiming their place. It's very strange how kind of ferocious of a pack that they are in this moment. But But then they start dancing together. They have a drink together. It seems like, you know, for a moment, this could be, you know, this could be something that could all work out, because at the end of the day, they're all people. They're all humans. They like to drink. They like to have a good time. They like to show off for each other. They like to have fun. And you can feel like there's some sort of empathy, almost. There's underlying tensions. And that's kind of what my character is about. It's like this underlying tension of like, ooh, is something going to happen? And is that something going to be really, really bad?
Right. Well, you know what? You said he's the jerk in the play, but you know, the musical, but you know what? We need that. We need you as the counterbalance to the other characters. It all works synergetically. All right, cool. Well, you mentioned To Life, the famous song there. Remind our listeners who maybe haven't seen it in a while, some of the other big musical numbers. There's at least a handful that I think most everyone will know.
There are many different numbers in the show that are timeless classics. I mean, people who don't even know musical theater, when we're on the road and I mention to them that I'm in the touring production of Fiddler on the Roof, they'll be like, oh, of course, Matchmaker, Miracle of Miracles. Like, it's very gratifying to be doing a show not only that has some emotional depth to it, that has some weight to it, but it has like a bit of a reputation for anybody around the world, where it's like, even if you're not terribly cultured in musical theater, you can know that, like, you know Fiddler on the Roof. So it's very fun to be doing all these during all of these classic songs in the new direction that Bartlett Sher has done on the Broadway production and bringing it all across the country. It's quite a blessing, and I'm very humbled to be part of this show.
Yeah. You mentioned Matchmaker, Make Me a Match. You mentioned To Life. And of course, I mean, you get Sunrise, Sunset, the big opening one, A Tradition, and then probably the one everyone will know, even if they've never even seen a musical in their life, but they know the If I Were a Rich Man, da-da-da-da-da-da-dee. I mean, they know that. That's been covered in pop songs. So, I mean, everybody knows this stuff. It's great stuff. Talk about what do we see visually, you know, on stage, if you, I mean, we're a radio.
Yeah. It's great. Oh my gosh. It's yeah. so fun.
Right. Remind us visually what we see, you know, paint a picture for the radio here of sort of the, I guess the period setting or the, you know, the scenic design, the costumes, that kind of, the visuals of this piece.
Of course. I thoroughly enjoy the entire design of this production, because it is slightly minimalist, and that's not just because we're on the road and we have only so many pieces that we can move around. It's the design itself is slightly where it's like you kind of paint your own picture in sort of your mind, but with it, with like, it could just be like a door frame is right there and you're supposed to imagine that there's the entire inn behind it. Although sometimes we have Tevye's house fly in, we have the bar fly, we have the inn fly in. We have different drops for when it's either the nighttime or it's at like sunset for the wedding number. We have this entire village drop that comes in. So it looks like you see different houses that are all designed off of famous paintings from back in the day. And one of my favorite parts of this production is how gorgeous the choreography is. The choreographer Hofe Schechter uses lots of genuine emphasis. I find that I love this dancing because of how genuine it really, really is. These people that are dancing aren't coming from places of just like, for an audience, look at me, I'm dancing. It is all grounded. It's all very real. They're either dancing because they are celebrating their legacy and their traditions. And it comes from a very structured, rigid place, and they are embracing and rejoicing it. Or, and the opposite of the other side of that, they are either having a grand old time. They're either celebrating at a bar, or they're celebrating at the wedding. They're either showing off to their friends or just enjoying the night. And it comes from a very honest place. So you can see that all of these dancers, not only in every single movement, feel the raw like happiness and joy through every single fiber of their muscles. But you can like feel it almost like in their spirits. And it makes these long sections of like dance numbers that we usually don't get nowadays with musical, modern musical theater shows, where it's like there's always somebody, like there's usually somebody singing, there's usually somebody talking at some point where it all feels like connected together. There's long swaths of time where nobody really says any specific words and there's no specific scenes, and you really are engaged the entire time. You notice it, you feel it, you watch it, and you are just absorbed into the world. And that, I mean, is kind of what theater is all about. You're just getting absorbed for an evening and taken away to some place that you can't be today.
Awesome. Well, before we run, we got to tell our listeners that you're sort of a hometown hero with this production, because I know you were born in McLean and went to McLean High School. How did you hook up with this production? I mean, you find out that it's a national tour. It's going to be swinging through, you know, your stomping grounds in Tyson's at Capital One Hall. But, you know, how did you join on a tour that happens to be coming through your area?
That is just purely coincidental. And it was quite a nice surprise that it was. You know, everything was during the pandemic, everything was slowly, very, very slowly trying to start up again. And I got a message from a self-tape request from my agent, like very early in May of, gosh, I think it had to have been 2020. No, sorry, 21. And I was like, of course. And then I just, you know, sent it in. And normally I don't hear from, like, normally it's like, don't even hear a no, you just hear nothing. So after a while, it's like, okay, you do that self-tape and then you move on to whatever's next. You just forget about it. And if it comes up back again, great. And if not, doesn't matter. You're moving on to the next thing. Right. But then like months later, they're like, hey, you got it. And I was like, what? and it's quite a big surprise, because this is my first very large, very high caliber, you know, as I like to call it, big boy project outside of college, which is nice, not only for my own, you know, not only the resume, not only my own career, but not only my artistic side being fulfilled, but also my parents, you know, having supported me along my journey the entire way. really getting like the seal of approval, being like, okay, all the money you spent was worth it, which is nice for them. And it's lucky that it's nice that this is going to my hometown. I feel so blessed and so honored to be able to do this in the very new theater at Tyson's. I'm excited to see so many of my friends there, so many colleagues and so many people that I've worked with over the years. I don't even know, be able to like, you know, see me afterwards, just be able to give back a little bit to my own hometown. And I don't know, it just feels so gratifying to be able to come back to the place that just gave me a bit of a reason and a bit of an inspiration to do all this. I mean, I did shows, not even at the high school. I did shows at like McLean Community Center. Like, wow, that's like, it's truly the stomping grounds. So it's completely gratifying and again, purely coincidental, but it's quite a blessing. And I am thrilled beyond words.
That's so cool. So yeah, you did even just growing up in the theater community there, and then, you know, McLean High School, and then you went off to college. Cincinnati College Conservatory of Music. But where are you now? Are you still in the area? Are you in New York, or where are you now?
Well, currently we are in, I'm speaking to you from Tulsa.
Tulsa.
Yeah, we're going to be hopping around quite a bit before we get there in that's like a week or so, something like that. But yeah, this in March, we're going to be bouncing around all over the place. But we've been to so many beautiful places already. We were in Atlanta performing at the famous Fox Theater down there, which was amazing, glorious. It was beautiful. And then we just did a little trip on the West Coast. We were in San Luis Obispo. We were in Eugene, Oregon. It was great. I mean, I have been to so many beautiful places already on this tour, and I can't be more thankful for this opportunity to just like see how, I didn't know America was so beautiful. Like, it's such a beautiful country. But you're more so than any of that. It is always, always, always refreshing and nice to just come home for a moment. And it'll be nice to see all my family again.
Oh yeah, for sure. And so, yeah, obviously you're bouncing around because you're on the national tour, but I guess my question is where are you based before leaving for the tour?
Oh, Yes, of course. Of course. I mean, most of the people on tour are based in New York City. That's where I'm based at the current moment. Who knows if that'll change, moving forward. New York is kind of where you usually need to be for things. If you're auditioning and stuff, they usually will be having, they're slowly getting back to in-person auditions. In the city itself, but more often than not, it usually can be self-taped stuff, so you can kind of do it from anywhere. I know a lot of people on tour are like always sending in self-tapes and stuff from like their hotel rooms and whatnot. Yeah. So we'll see moving forward. Who knows if I'll be touring again after this? I cannot say. But I know that if I were to, it would be just still an absolute gift, because not only is it a gorgeous, beautiful show to be a part of and to be telling and sharing the story all across the country, it is a job. And if it's paying the bills, I mean, that is the dream. I mean, it's like, it's not, if you are working as an artist and the checks you're getting pay the bills, you cannot ask for much more. That is all you, the rest is just perks.
Exactly. Well, I appreciate, you've been really generous with your time. I appreciate it. I guess final question is, growing up in Virginia, when did you first encounter Fiddler? Well, I mean, obviously it was a you know, Tony winning Broadway show in the 60s. Yeah. And then there was the famous, you know, movie in 71, but those were before you and I were even alive. So do you have a good story of when you first encountered it?
Oh my gosh. Do I? I
glad I asked.
yeah, indeed. I was, I played a very, 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 a very solid Tevye in eighth grade at my middle school.
What was the name of the middle school? What was it?
I went to Longfellow Middle School, and I told my folks that we were doing Fiddler on the Roof, and I never heard of it before. And then that night they were like, oh, okay, stop. We're watching the movie. So they showed me the classic film, and it was such a beautiful show. I was very, not only enthralled by the entire production itself, but I was very amped to be able to do it. And I was kind of surprised that our teacher trusted middle schoolers to be able to do it, but we did. And I still say it wasn't bad for as middle school productions go. It was okay. It was a very fun opportunity, and very got me incredibly familiar with the material. And it's kind of fun because that was in fact like, it was in fact a decade ago for me. So it's been 10 years since, and to be revisiting this material, playing a different role, obviously nobody wants to see me play Tevye. Nobody would want to see that. But it gave me this, being part of this tour has given me only further appreciation for how great this music is and how beautiful of a story it is. And how great it feels with the orchestra underneath it, and how touching and how, beautiful the entire scope of this piece is, and all the layers and all the themes underneath it, far more than I was able to get from the mind of an eighth grader. So it's not only fun to be part of this with all that history, but it's fun to look back on that past production and not only see where I have come as an artist, where it's gone from just a fun hobby and, you know, a silly thing to do that I had talent in, but now it's, you know, it's the career itself, which is, you know, something that is wild and sometimes feels far-fetched, but it's great and it's amazing to be a part of. And to look back on all that and to see where I've come from, it is gratifying and it does feel good, but it also makes me have some fondness for that little kid back in the day.
Oh yeah, for sure. And so you're obviously in a different role now, but are you like standing there on stage or in the wings listening to your, you know, do you remember the lines from from your eighth grade role? Like, are they
echoing your head? Listen, I wish I could say they were echoing from back then. No, I've done about 100 plus performances now on this tour. And I just hear on top of the lines being, you know, in the intercoms backstage, so we know when to come on. And I hear it from this production. It's almost like you can hear a cadence of you've heard it enough times where it's like, okay, and he goes up on this line there, and you can almost like point out musically where what people's like pitch and timbre are with every single line. Right. It's funny, but the entire cast, I cannot even describe how fantastic you are. If I can speak to the entirety of the Boga and Tyson's community, y'all are in for a treat. I tell you what, and bring some tissues for Act 2, please.
All right, there you go. Again, everyone, it is Fiddler on the Roof at Capital One Hall, Friday, March 11th through Sunday, March 13th. So one weekend only. So get your tickets now. I really, really appreciate you joining us, and congrats on coming back home. It's going to be exciting.
Thank you. Hey, Jason, thank you so much for having me. I sincerely appreciate it, and I cannot wait to be back in Tyson's. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Okay. Talk to you later, man. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I like, seriously, thank you very much. Take care.
Oh, of course. Take it easy. See ya.